WVIN Orient in the Afternoon in studio with us, a former Bath Haberling grad, a sectional champ in 2008, a standout running back, a defensive back, punt returner, kick returner, Nick Carroll. He went on to play at Monmouth as a D1 football player. He's in studio. We're getting you set for the big sectional championship game tomorrow against East Rochester Gananda, the Bombers, who are 9-0. They're the one seed against the Rams, who are 9-0 as well. They are the two seed. Now, this is the fourth time that these two programs have faced each other. The Rams 3-1, but there always seems to be a little bit of a storyline with each of these games. Last year in the semis, Rams beat ERG 51-19. There were some ejections in that game. In 2006, ERG came as the seventh seed to Bath in the first round and bombed the Rams 41-15. Neil Dodderer, I believe that performance is still in the Section 5 record books for all the yards he passed for that day. And then in 2008, week one, ERG came to town, and with the Rams trailing late in the game, they were driving the ball deep in the ERG's territory, and the lights went out at Haverling. The game did not get finished. The lights did not come on until after midnight that night. They were never able to decide where and when to play the game. Rams eventually won that game 2-0 in a forfeit. First and foremost, do you remember the game, Nick? And two, do you think you guys were going to win that game?
Yeah, I do remember that game, and I think at the time, you know, we thought we were going to, you know, beat that team up pretty good. And I think, you know, one thing that hurt us is the, you know, first game starting off, and, you know, they come out 4 or 5 wide and they're just chucking the ball down the field, and us DBs, you know, Coover, Wedby, Andre, Cody Hutch, we hadn't really gelled together yet. You know, we weren't really necessarily playing good coverage, and we were getting passed all over. So, I mean, we let up a lot of points that game that we shouldn't have, and, you know, I think they shocked us and punched us in the mouth a little bit, but it was good because it brought us down to earth a little bit, and then we improved through the season. And then, you know, ER necessarily that year didn't improve through the season because right. They ended up getting beat. I was there at the game. They got beat at home by Attica.
Yep.
And then we ended up beating Attica pretty easy. So
yes. Let's come back. We'll chat with Nick about playing at Salem Stadium. He played there when it was Paytech. Maybe it wasn't completely finished back then, but still a great place to play. We'll ask him, what are these kids feeling today? What are they going to feel tomorrow? What is it going to be like to step out on that field? And we'll ask him that next. It's Orient in the Afternoon to be VIN.